This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, $100 apparently isn't what it used to be. Last month, Governor Tony Evers promised $100 in gift cards to people who got a COVID-19 shot. I checked in with the Winnebago County Health Department to see if more people are now getting the jab. At yesterday's walk-in Wednesday, about 90 people got the shot. Officials say their traffic is up slightly from June and July, but folks aren't beating down the doors to get $100 in gift cards. The incentive program continues through Monday. Meanwhile, the county health department tells me they are going to continue their walk-in Wednesday clinic and other outreach clinics for the foreseeable future. Senator Ron Johnson says his office continues to hear from people who are facing vaccine mandates. The senator promises to continue to raise questions about everything related to COVID and is repeating his opposition to those vaccine mandates. Ron tells us no one should be pressured, coerced, or fear reprisal over a COVID-19 vaccination. Page 2. An Oshkosh woman is starting a relief drive for those refugees coming into Wisconsin from Afghanistan. She's looking for diapers, personal hygiene items, socks, and small comfort toys for kids. Donations can be dropped off at the U-Haul parking lot on Keller next weekend from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tonight is the Waterfest finale at the Leach Amphitheater. It's the music of Toto. In addition to that, Steely Dan is coming up from Madison. They do a lot of Steely Dan. They're a good group. Waterfest is wrapping up 35 years of rocking the Fox. The gates open at 5:30 this afternoon. We'll hope to see you there. Turning to sports, after a year off because of COVID-19, the UW Oshkosh Titans football team will start their season this weekend. The Titans play all the way down in Alabama against Huntington College. From there, they go to the UP of Michigan next week to face Northern Michigan. That is an awful lot of road miles. Titans, by the way, are ranked number 12 in the nation in the preseason poll. Have a great holiday weekend. This just in from AAA. Gasoline prices actually down here in Oshkosh, down to $2.88 per gallon. We'll be back on Tuesday with another edition of It's Newsworthy, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, member FDIC.